Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to The Drive on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Tune in on game day to hear him 3 hours before kickoff and immediately following the final whistle. Here's the new pregame and postgame host for the Chiefs Radio Network.
Kansas City wins the game!
Joshua Briscoe.
I want to answer these texts really quickly before we go to Joshua Briscoe. And this is where I feel like, at least the text line, and maybe this is a mischaracterization, and you guys can tell me this, I think you guys kind of want it both ways. Our top text right now. Yes, let's put this Chris Jones conversation to rest. I'm tired of hearing about it. When the game is behind him, he spoke on it. It is what it is. Let's move on. But the text line is also really big on accountability and somebody to hold him accountable. And I see all the time on the text line that the media is soft and doesn't ask these guys certain questions. Well, the only time to ask Chris Jones the question was today. So it can't be both. We can't preach we want accountability and then let's move on. We don't need to ask him about it. That's the definition of accountability. So again, maybe this is just an isolated incident. And I'm honestly willing to move on. They lost. Like, you can't go back. You can't change it. But when you're one of the 10 highest paid defensive players in the league on defense, you got to give me a little bit more effort than that. You got to jog. You got to fake it. You got to fake it till you make it. And that is not what happened on that final play. So I'm sorry. He got to answer these questions. Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by the pre and post game host of the Chiefs Radio Network, Joshua Briscoe, joining us on the show. Briscoe, how you doing, my man?
I try to live my life in a way where no one can ever question my effort, so I'm doing pretty well.
All right, let's just start with this, man. We asked this question to fill in the blank. The Chiefs on Monday night lost because of blank. How would you fill that in?
Oh, self-inflicted wounds. I know Andy Reid was using that phrase yesterday in his presser too, so maybe that one's like pretty down the middle, but that's why. It wasn't offense or defense or special teams. All three phases had good moments in this game where you go like, ooh, that's something to build on. And they all had terrible back-breaking moments where you can survive a couple of those. A couple of those wounds, a couple of those mistakes, a couple of those penalties, a couple of those misses. You can survive a couple of those. You can't survive 13 penalties and all the other things that went wrong against a good football team. And the Jags are a good football team. They're not the Lions. That margin for error is even slimmer on Sunday night, but they're good enough where you can't make all those mistakes. They lost because of self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah, that's where I am, at least when it comes to it. I also feel like, and maybe this is me making excuses for the loss, I feel like if you just change the outcome of one thing, the Chiefs win the game. Either Nick Bolton or Drew Tranquil get the interception in the first half, or the Chiefs don't throw the pick six in the second half. When you lose both of those 50-50 plays, and then you couple in the mistakes that you're talking about, the 14 penalties, special teams issues, etc., when you then factor all of those things in, yeah, that's how you lose.
I think that's right, and I don't think it's rationalizing. I think it's true, not just for that game, but against the Eagles, and to some extent against the Chargers too. If Travis Kelce catches a touchdown instead of essentially throwing an interception himself against the Eagles, that game goes differently. The Chargers had a few of those moments. The Chargers deserved to win that game in Week 1. There was too much going on defensively. The Chiefs needed to clean up, but this team is legitimately two plays away from being 4-1. That to me isn't even like, that's not homerism or building positivity. I think that's just flatly true. The concerning thing is that last year they were one or two plays away from losing, what, four or five of those games that came down to a one play difference. So I don't think that's necessarily even saying that much about the Chiefs. I think that's saying a lot about the current state of the NFL, where everybody in that the middle 20 teams in football, 1 to 20, and there's no one alone at the top. There's no undefeated team left. Everybody in the top 20-ish teams in football are really going to be one or two plays removed from the other 19 teams in that mix, which means the Chiefs aren't standing above reproach from anybody, and they're going to be in rock fights against almost everyone on the schedule the rest of the way.
The analogy that I made is the roulette wheel. I would say last year that the roulette wheel was red 11 straight times. It usually doesn't fall that way. And I think that when a lot of people kind of pointed that out in the offseason, I think people got kind of defensive about that. I do think you're seeing the pendulum swing in the other way. A point that I feel very confident in is the Chiefs aren't going 2-10 in one score games this season. If that's the case, then they're just not making the postseason this year. I think they're making the postseason. I think they just end up like 8-4 in these one score games, which is a worse record than last year, but a little bit of a regression to the mean, where last year almost everything that could go right in the regular season did for this team.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. So I'm just going to pick on the defensive nature of it, because I think that's the thing that also has really frustrated me. Sometimes you'll see some of these like analytic accounts tweet out things like expected final scores. And so many times last year they would say like, wow, you know, from a lot of metrics, the Chiefs should have lost this game by a field goal, and said they won it by a point, or they won it by a field goal. And a lot of people, I think, were taking that in a way of like, the Chiefs didn't deserve to win this game. And that happens so infrequently, man. Like, there are like five games a year where I think in the entire NFL you can go, they didn't deserve to win that game. I don't think the Tennessee Titans deserve to beat the Arizona Cardinals, but that's about all I've got on that. Like, if you are alive at the end of the game, you deserve to win it. The NFL is built that way. But it does help highlight those incredibly fine margins. And like you said, the Chiefs had that last year. For a while, for a couple years of this dynasty, the Chiefs had really good injury luck. That doesn't mean that they were undeserving of Super Bowls. They just had good injury luck for a pretty long stretch there. And then you have some Mahomes injuries at terrifying times, and then you lose Rashee Rice for basically all of last season. You lose Hollywood Brown for basically all of last season. That's your injury luck. Again, air quotes here. Luck kind of coming back to the mean. So I really do look at it as just kind of the state of the league. And there is something, and this is where I guess you could kind of extrapolate it last year, this year. There's something about being, air quotes, clutch that makes legends in sports, right? The difference between being a Hall of Very Good and a Hall of Fame player is, are you doing it and winning those moments on the biggest stages under the brightest lights? The Chiefs have been really, really good at that. I think that's because they have players who have been there, that are less likely to make those execution mistakes in those fine margin moments. And again, this year, Travis Kelce has a couple of... Travis Kelce hitting Xavier Worthy in Week 1 might have already single-handedly changed the fate of the Eagles game in Week 2. So, like... You have the greatest tight end of all time, in my opinion, making two back-breaking plays in Week 1 and Week 2. That's the difference between, woe is me, this team is falling out of the playoff race, and them being alone at the top of the AFC West right now. It's kind of wild.
I mean, that's the point, at least for me, and that's how I led the show on Tuesday after the game, is the frustrating part about the start is your key leaders and most important players have been in the middle of why you lost. Whether it was in the first game, you got a 3rd and 14. You got to get a stop here with Justin Herbert to get off the field. You give up a 17-yard run, and Chris Jones is at the middle of it. You mentioned earlier Travis Kelce in the game against the Philadelphia Eagles. In this game, Harrison Butker kicks the ball out of bounds. Patrick Mahomes throws a pick six. Like, sometimes I feel like, and we do this in baseball, basketball, football, we love to blame Daniel Sorensen. No, the reason they lost this game is Patrick Mahomes. The reason they lost this game is Travis Kelce. The reason they lost this game is Harrison Butker. It's been their star, very important players in the center of all of these losses.
And on some level, you can do this for the coaching staff too, where like the reason that this defense has been so good in this last like roughly a decade, not quite obviously, like this dynastic run, Steve Spagnuolo and Chris Jones are the two biggest reasons this defense has been as good as it's been throughout this entire run. Well, you have a couple of plays from Chris Jones that jump off the screen where he's not good enough or not involved enough or whatever, and you have a couple of personnel decisions. You mentioned Daniel Sorensen. This week, Shamari Connor is getting the Daniel Sorensen treatment that way, and you go, man, Steve Spagnuolo, like, what a blind spot there seems to be here for who I believe, again, should be the first defensive coordinator inducted into Canton. Like, I think that he has more than earned that, and you can also still look back and go, like, man, you know, You couldn't find a way to get Noel Williams a few more snaps so you could put McDuffie in the slot in a situation like Brian Thomas Jr. ends up drawing that DPI against Connor near the end of the game. That's not an adjustment you can make. So we really do bring a microscope out to the guys who you expect the most from. I think that's sports in a lot of ways, but also for me, it's a reason that I get so frustrated with the Chris Jones conversation, because when he's the only member of the defense that you can talk about, I think that's more telling than what he looks like when he thought that Trevor Lawrence was down or he was wanting to bat down the pass or whatever and ask him. Absolutely, he should be asked about it. He should answer those questions. I'm cool with all of that. But I also think that if in like week 9, we're still talking about Chris Jones against Justin Herbert and standing opposite Trevor Lawrence, we're probably spending too much time on the most important player on the defense rather than the 9 or 10 other guys out there who aren't playing at a high enough level on a given rep. So like Trent McDuffie also gets that kind of extra analysis for me because I view him as a blue chip player. So again, heavy is the head. That's happening to Jones and Butker and Mahomes and Kelsey, again, in their respective units on the field. It also happens for Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo because you expect the best from them, and they have just lost by the thinnest of margins too many times this year.
Right now, we're talking to Joshua Briscoe of the Chiefs Radio Network. Briscoe, I don't know how often you get a chance to listen to the show, but every year we give one player in either the cornerback room or the safety room, we give them a very special award.
Barbecue chicken alert! Barbecue chicken alert!
We give them the barbecue chicken alert. We have given that out to Shamari Connor this year. Do you agree?
I mean, there's no argument against that, right? Like, the rest of the secondary, I think, has been pretty good. And a little bit of me is, like, kind of frustrated for Shamari Connor because this was the role that he was forced into last year, and he wasn't good in that role in this way last year either. So I'm a little bit floored. Obviously, Christian Fulton being hurt has taken him out of the mix in terms of just being the other outside cornerback here. But, I mean, he's just, to your point there, Connor's just gotten cooked on such an enormous number of snaps. Here's the other thing. Do you know how many snaps Shamari Connor has not been on the field for this defense this year?
I actually do know the answer. It's one.
It's one! So, like, that's... Shamari Connor didn't bust down the door to Steve Spagnuolo's office in training camp and said, if you take me off the field, I'm retiring. Like, that is, again, one of those things, like, from a coaching perspective, I think Shamari Connor's a useful player. He's a physical tackler. He flies at a million miles an hour. I understand why Steve Spagnuolo wants him on the field. I just don't think he should be on the field as your man slot cover corner. That's just not a role that he's succeeded in. He didn't succeed in it last year. And you have, I think, the best slot cover player in football in Trent McDuffie stuck on the outside. So again, that maybe you need Christian Fulton to get healthy. I thought Noel Williams earned certainly more playing time than he got against the Jags. And ultimately, yeah, it's left Connor in a what to this point has been an unwinnable position for him.
Right now, we're talking to Joshua Briscoe of the Chiefs Radio Network. Xavier Worthy is not practicing today. Are you worried at all about him for Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to be, right? I'm hoping that we're going to get a little bit of clarification on that today or tomorrow and try to get a little bit better of an idea of it. Just, hey, is it swelling again? You want to keep the swelling down, then he'll be good to go for the game like he was against the Jags. But even then, just like adding this ankle thing into the mix when he's already playing through a serious shoulder injury, that's definitely something you have to be like alarmed about. And obviously,
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
They're a week away from getting Rashee Rice back into the mix. It'll make things a little bit easier. But no, I mean, if you were to tell me that for whatever reason, Xavier Worthy either can't play or can't look like himself against the Lions, it would take a lot of air out of my sails for the offense. That had a nice day against the Jags.
A little bit more. I don't think people are going to talk about this drive at the end of the season, and I completely get it. But the most encouraging offensive drive that the Chiefs have had this season was on Monday night. When they had back up against the wall, they needed to go down the field, they needed to score a touchdown. That looked like the Chiefs offense that I saw in 2018. That looked like the Chiefs offense that I saw in 2021, 2022. That was a very, very precise drive where they did a little bit of everything. Mahomes gets away from a sack on third down. He makes that big throw to Hollywood Brown on the right sideline. Again, I understand they ended up losing the game, but Mahomes did exactly what you want your quarterback to do. Give me time, score, situation. We got to go score a touchdown. And he took him right down the field to score a touchdown. And that's where the defense and special teams let them down.
You're totally right. That's a fair, totally fair drive to pick. I thought you were going to do it about the 5-play, 97-yard drive that, to me, was also giving me that kind of flashback. You talk about, like, turning back the clock and Kareem Hunt has a 33-yard run to kick a drive off. You go, whoa, what year is it? So I don't even disagree in terms of, like, which drive you're picking at, situation and having that kind of, like, surgical Mahomes, like I said, back against the wall and the clock ticking down. You need these points. I think that's a good time to highlight it. What's funny to me is that there were at least a couple of drives that you could look that way and say, hey, this is what you've been waiting to see in terms of the next gear of this offense. And so, like, back to the one that you're thinking of, being able to just have Mahomes drop back, not live an untouched life in the pocket there. Like, he's still moving around. He's still having to make defenders miss and navigate all of that. But gaining a little bit of trust, I think, in that offensive line, having some trust in his weapons, and then ultimately, to your point, yes, absolutely, having the special teams and defense let you down after that, that will wash away a lot of the good things that happened in this game. But I do think there's a lot of cause for optimism about the offense. Again, I really want to see Xavier Worthy still be in this offense on Sunday night against the Lions. I really want to see what it looks like with Rashee Rice back, because even around here, as we've been talking about him off the field, you know, all five of these weeks, just counting the days until he returns, I still wonder if we're underestimating how much of an impact he's going to have. Like, he's going to be a national story when he's back in this offense. At least that's my expectation. And for them to hit some of those throwback higher flying offensive grooves from years past, to hit some of those same feelings before Rice even comes back, I really do think is a great sign that they just are going to have such a thin margin for error, because when you lose these games early on, that's what happens.
I want to tell you a quick story really quickly. This was maybe a few years ago. This young lady came over on a football Sunday and we were watching Red Zone, and Scott Hansen threw to a highlight, and she said, it's either going to be really good or really bad. And I kind of chuckled and I said, there's really no other option for a highlight. I think of that story because of Jack Cochran. If I ask you a question about Jack Cochran, it either is because he won Special Teams Player of the Week and he forced like three fumbles in the game, or what happened on Monday night.
Yep, and that's, and like, I heard Tobe talking about that this morning. Like, he was going up against their best guy, and he's one of our best guys. And that's the life of a special teamer, man. I mean, you can expand that out to, like, we haven't heard Joshua Williams' name very often this year. When you do, it's usually on special teams, and usually a referee is saying number two. It is a very, very difficult life to be a, like, special teams four-phase kind of guy who the coach loves but can't get your defensive snaps. And so you're living in that. I'm looking at the snap count from the Jags game right now. Right at the top, Williams, Cochran, Bassa, McDonald. If you're one of those four guys and your name comes up because you're making your money on special teams, it is either going to be a highlight or a low light. And yeah, that is very, very fair. And unfortunately, and Tobe made the point also, like, we haven't been a penalized, super penalized unit. I think Williams had two in one game at one point. But that is not a time you want to hear your name called. I'd rather have my anonymous special teams ace than the one that gets called for a couple of flags in primetime.
Let me give you another analogy here. Now, this has not happened to me. Maybe it happened to you. Maybe it happened to Rob. I'm sure this happened to someone listening. Out of college, you ended up with somebody else. Maybe you got married. Maybe you guys ended up in a relationship. And for whatever reason, you and that person split up. But there was always this girl on high school that you kind of had an eye for, you know? And eventually you guys got together and now you're happily married with kids and you think, man, I just should have got married to that person from the very, very beginning. I feel like that happened with the Chiefs with Sky Moore and Tyquan Thornton. They took Sky Moore three picks after Tyquan Thornton. I feel like in the end, everything just worked out how it was supposed to work out.
Wow, that's beautiful, Carrington. I hadn't thought about that. They're just sort of these star-crossed lovers that Brett Veach was always enamored with Tyquan Thornton, but that speed got him drafted a little more highly than they were expecting him to go back to the Patriots. And so you bide your time. You try to work it out. It doesn't work out. Now the person you spend a lot of quality time with is returning punts in San Francisco, and you're finally hitting your stride with your new love. Not only am I okay with that, I would also go ahead and spin that analogy into my full-on endorsement. Not sarcastic at all. My full-on endorsement for a Tyquan Thornton contract extension sooner rather than later. Not for a lot of money. Just like, hey, Tyquan, you want to guarantee that you're here with Patrick Mahomes for a couple more years? Put some guaranteed money on the docket, and we'll know that you're going to be in the mix. I'd give Tyquan a ring right now.
We're talking to Joshua Briscoe right now with the Chiefs Radio Network here for a couple of more minutes. I think you can argue that the Lions are the best team in the National Football League. If I had a power ranking, I would put Buffalo at one. I'd put Detroit at two. But if you put the Lions at one, I certainly wouldn't fault you for that being the case. What do you think the Chiefs need to do on Sunday to win?
It's starting to get to this point, and I don't think this is entirely fair, but it's almost to the point where you're like, well, maybe I just need to not think about what the other team is even doing for the Chiefs right now. Because you know the degree of difficulty, and you know that these are good football teams, and you know the margin for error changes depending on how talented, how well coached, how well executed the other team is. But honestly, man, and this sounds like a cop-out. It sounds like coach speak, but I really, truly mean it. If you told me the Chiefs just went out there and played a clean game of what we've seen to be 2025 Chiefs football minus 90% of the self-inflicted wounds, I'd tell you this game is legitimately a coin flip. I don't know where the line has settled now. I was surprised to see where it started and then bubbled in the Chiefs' favor out of the gate. That was kind of interesting to me. Maybe the worthy news ends up having an impact on that. I don't know. But like, yeah, man, they have talented guys in both trenches. They have a remarkable group of weapons on offense around a quarterback that doesn't seem to make any mistakes and can just deliver on time to everybody all day. They have an absolute lunatic for a head coach who apparently is so good at his job that it doesn't matter when they lose their coordinators. They just keep the train moving. Like, it is a remarkably, remarkably impressive franchise at this point, which I don't say lightly, because my lasting memory of the Detroit Lions for a long time was 0-16 and Dan Orlovsky running out of the back of the end zone. That's who I grew up knowing the Lions to be. And now I look at them as, again, like one of the most pristine examples in the NFL of how not only to sustain success, but to survive the like brain drain they've had, I think is really, really impressive. I'm not going to tell you like, oh, well, yeah, they just need to make sure Aiden Hutchinson doesn't bother Patrick Mahomes. Easier said than done. He will. But if Patrick Mahomes plays his best football, he'll survive that. I guess the one thing that I'll add in terms of like a slight bet in the Chiefs' favor here, they've been really good against Saquon Barkley, against Derrick Henry, against Travis Etienne. I think they're probably going to be all right against Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. Not a shutout performance. And I think having two of those guys and a team that's willing to run it and just let the backs carry the load instead of having the quarterback do so much of it, as all of the team, really, the Chargers even in week one, obviously, Herbert ends up killing him with his legs. you're not going to get that kind of scrambling performance from Jared Goff, I assume. But I think they're going to do an okay job of handling Gibbs and Montgomery. And then you have the pass catchers to deal with, and you figure out who is not being lined up across from by Trent McDuffie. And I think that's going to be Jared Goff's first plan there.
I want to leave you with this last thing, Briscoe, before we're done. One day you're going to have little ones, I don't know. But you're going to be able to tell them that you got a chance to see some really incredible things in sports. Like, you're old enough to remember Michael Jordan. You also saw all of LeBron James' career. You saw the Cubs win the World Series. You've seen the Red Sox win the World Series. You've seen the Royals win the World Series. We got to see the Lions be good at football. I never thought that would happen.
It's perhaps the most unlikely of them all. Again, like, the Red Sox and Cubs thing is such a good point. If we see the Detroit Lions win a Super Bowl, it's going to, frankly, now we're in a scary point, because we're in a place now where the Lions could win a Super Bowl, and 2 years down the line, everyone could just claim it was all AI. But that, there's no way that happened. The Lions, no. Grandpa, you got by technology again. You looked that up and it said the Lions won the Super Bowl in 2025. That didn't happen. And I don't know, by that point, maybe my memory will be gone. Maybe they're right.
That is our guy Joshua Briscoe joining us on the show today. Briscoe, great stuff, my man.
Appreciate it, fellas. Enjoy the weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.